Let's have another question for Peter here. Here is a question from Paul, who says, could we use drones to detect landmines? There's more and more drones being flown all over the place. This would seem like a really good idea.
Yes, that makes lots of sense. I mean, yes, it's very topical to talk about drones. First of all, you've got to look at what a landmine is, and there's a variety of them, for the small anti-personnel ones to the larger anti-tank ones, which are very small. And over the years, they've been adapted or developed so that they have very little metal in them, because metal is detectable with a metal detector, et cetera, which is the old way of doing it. So one way would be with a metal detector, but these metal detectors have to be very, unless it had a very big coil antenna, so the drone would have to be very big, it has to be very close to the ground, about 10 centimetres. Now, there's
That'd
no way
a
drone
yeah.
could fly 10 centimetres, it's going to run into a daisy or something, or run into a rock. So there are other ways of doing it, and some of these are, I mean, dogs are used, but you can't have a dog and a drone. Honeybees, rats, there's a Gambian rat, none of these work at all. There is, we mentioned gamma rays earlier on, there's a gamma ray detector, but that's quite large. Micropower impulse radars, etc., and various acoustic ways of doing it. So in principle, there will be something somewhere, but the bigger question is, once you've detected it, what are you going to do with it? You know, you need
still
to get
got
rid
to
of
go
it.
And dig it out.
Well,
yeah.
Either you've got to pinpoint it exactly in some market, or you've got to set it off.
You don't want to go, it's somewhere,
it's
we know
there,
it's in that,
that field. Exactly, yes.
There was a company who we interviewed, it was about 10 years ago, here on The Naked Scientist, in Denmark, and they have invented genetically modified landmine detecting cress. And when these plants grow on an area of land which is contaminated with trinitrotoluene, otherwise known as TNT, or other nitro group derivatives that it gives off, they've programmed into the plants, they have a genetic switch, which
colour.
It causes them to make anthocyanin, which is the same stuff that makes beetroot go deep red.
Yes.
So the leaves pick up a lot of this stuff and turn a deep red colour. And apparently it was pretty good, but I haven't seen any more reports since, so I don't know if it's one of those amazing stories that kind of got started and then they perhaps ran out of funding.
The question was on drones, actually.
Yeah.
Well, just looking for thinking outside the box.
Were,
but
well
if you had a colour-changed cress, you know, it's a long game. You
but
plant the cress and then you can fly the drone, you know.
With a simple camera system.
Although yeah. You land your drone on the red spot and off it goes. And bang,
although if it's,
land
if
mine,
it's a
D-mine.
GM, if it's GM cress, some people have issues with growing GM things. Who knows?